السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Jordanian security forces brutally arrest two members of حزب التحرير amid the حزب's ongoing call for armies to support the people of Gaza. Translated. On the night of Monday, March 24th, 2025, Jordanian security forces brutally arrested two members of حزب التحرير, Haj Ahmad Abdullah al-Jamal, Abu Shahab, and Ustadh Hamza Muhammad Mujali Bani Isa. A security force stormed Abu Shahab al-Jamal's house, entered his bedroom, and woke him without any regard for his dignity, old age, or the sanctity of his home. He was arrested as a means of coercing his son to surrender to the security authorities, a cheap, extortionate tactic. When his son did not comply, charges were filed against his father instead. As for Hamza Bani Isa, he was severely beaten after his arrest, causing a serious injury to his eye that required surgery. What kind of brutality is this, taking place in the final nights of Ramadan, showing no respect for its sanctity or the homes of innocent people? The detainees were presented before the state security court, which referred them to the civil public prosecutor due to lack of jurisdiction. The prosecutor charged them with three offenses: membership of an unlawful organization, distribution of leaflets, under Article 3, Paragraph B of the Anti-Terrorism Law, engaging in acts that may endanger the kingdom by provoking hostilities, disturbing relations with a foreign country, or exposing Jordanians to retaliatory acts against lives or property. In a response to these crimes by the Jordanian security forces, we in Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya of Jordan reaffirm the following. 1. Hizb ut-Tahrir is a political party founded on Islam, operating politically and intellectually to establish the Khilafah, Caliphate, to implement the laws of Allah, which were removed from life nearly a century ago. These oppressive actions and arrests will not deter us from continuing our work to fulfill this divine obligation, regardless of oppression from regimes subservient to the colonial disbeliever. 2. Our call for armies to support the people of Palestine, particularly Gaza, is a religious duty commanded by Allah, as stated in the Quran. And if they seek help of you for the religion, then you must help. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 72. Instead of persecuting sincere believers calling for the fight against the usurping Jews, the Jordanian regime should be ashamed of its betrayal of Gaza and its allegiance to the Jews and the colonial West. 3. In light of the genocide against the people of Gaza, killing, displacement, and starvation, unprecedented in history, we continue to call upon the armies to fight the cowardly Jews. They must not be among those who will one day regret. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. And the day the wrongdoer will bite on his hands in regret, he will say, "Oh, I wish I had taken with the messenger away. Oh, woe to me. I wish I had not taken that one as a friend." Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 27-28. Obeying Allah's commands takes precedence over following the orders of tyrants. O people of Jordan, O Muslims, Hizb ut-Tahrir does not fear these subservient regimes. They have become notorious for their hostility towards Islam, its people, and its call. We remain steadfast in our mission to establish the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood, a state that will mobilize armies to support Muslims and liberate occupied lands. The persecution of those who call to Allah only proves the bankruptcy of these treacherous regimes, their fear of the truth, and their allegiance to the colonial West at the expense of their own people. Their thrones, already unsteady, are on the verge of collapse, as they rely on the enemies of the Ummah for survival. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ. And do not incline towards those who do wrong, lest you be touched by the fire, and you would not have other than Allah, any protectors, then you would not be helped. Surah Hud, Ayah 113. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilayah, Jordan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.